Jack held Annie's hand, and they trudged together through the snow. When they got to the sleigh, they climbed inside. Annie took her place at the rudder. Jack pulled out the wind string and untied a knot. The breeze rocked the sleigh. Jack untied a second knot, and the sail began to fill. He untied a third, and the silver sleigh moved forward, gliding over the white ground. Swish, swish, swish. The sleigh moved through the thick snow and away from the hollow hill. As they sailed over the white plain, the sky was turning from gray to pale pink.
"We have to go faster," said Annie.
Jack untied a fourth knot. The wind whistled in his ears. The sleigh picked up speed. Annie steered it past the rocks and over the sea ice. She steered it over the plain south to the palace of the Ice Wizard. When the sleigh drew close to the palace, Jack tied a knot and they began to slow down. He tied three more and the sleigh came to a stop. Jack and Annie looked around in the faint, cold light.
"I wonder where Teddy and Kathleen are," said Annie. "They said they'd meet us here at dawn."
Jack studied the vast white plain, but he saw no sign of their friends. He wished he had Kathleen's vision.
"I hope they're okay," he said. "I hope they didn't run into the white wolves."
"I have a feeling the wolves wouldn't hurt them," said Annie. "The wolf in my dreams seem nice."
"Dream wolves are different from real wolves," said Jack.
"I don't think we can wait for them," said Annie. "The eye has to be back by the time the sun comes up."
"The eye," said Jack. "We never looked to see if it was inside the hailstone."
Annie reached in her pocket and pulled out the hailstone. She held it up. Jack gasped. Staring out at him from inside the ice was an eyeball. It was about the size of a large marble. The eyeball was white, with a sparkling blue center.
"Oh, man," whispered Jack.
"It's beautiful, isn't it?" said Annie.
"I don't know about that."
Jack felt a little queasy. Seeing an eye outside of a human head was too weird for him.
"Put it away for now," he said.
Annie put the hailstone back in her pocket. Jack looked around again. The sky had brightened from pale pink to red. A thin sliver of the sun was peeking over the horizon.
"The sun!" cried Jack. "Hurry!"
He and Annie jumped out of the sleigh and charged toward the palace. When they got to the entrance, Annie stopped.
"Look,"
she said, pointing to big paw prints in the snow.
"Wolf tracks."
"Oh, no," said Jack. "Do you think the white wolves are inside? That's weird."
"It doesn't matter. We have to go in. Hurry,"
said Annie. They rushed into the palace, just as the fiery ball of the sun rose over the horizon.